You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station. And you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle. We're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're beside a bridge. This looks like a very frightening bridge indeed. I certainly wouldn't want to cross it. But I can see that on the other side of the bridge is a beautiful hillside. Oh, how I wish we could go across. Today's story is about three billy goats who brave this fearful bridge to feast upon the hillside. It's called The Three Billy Goats Gruff. Once upon a time, there were three billy goats who were very hungry. They wished to go up to the hillside to eat and eat and eat. The name of all three of these hungry billy goats was Gruff. But on the way to the hillside was a bridge over a raging river, which they had to cross. And under the bridge lived a great, ugly troll with eyes as big as saucers and a nose as long as a poker. No one had ever successfully crossed the bridge, for the troll would always gobble them up. But the three billy goats Gruff were very brave and very hungry, and they would not be put off. They wanted to graze on the lovely hillside. The youngest billy goat Gruff set off first across the bridge. Ding-y-dong, 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 went his little bell as he walked. Trippity-trap, 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 went the bridge.
"Who's that tripping over my bridge?" roared the troll.
"Oh, it is only I, the tiniest billy goat Gruff, and I'm going up to the hillside to feast on the lovely grass," said the billy goat with such a small voice.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm going to gobble you up, roared the troll.
Oh, no, please don't eat me. I'm too little, that I am, said the youngest billy goat. Wait a bit until the second billy goat Gruff comes. He's much bigger, and I'm sure he'll be tastier than I.
Well, the troll didn't want to waste his appetite on the littlest billy goat Gruff if another, larger meal would be along presently. So he said,
Oh, well, be off with you then.
And then the troll hunkered down under the bridge again to wait. A little while later, the second billy goat Gruff came along to cross the bridge. Dong-y-dong, 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 went his medium-sized bell as he walked. Trip-trap, trip-a-trap, trip-a-trap, went the bridge.
Who's that tripping over my bridge? Roared the troll.
Oh, it's just me, the second billy goat Gruff, and I'm going to go up to the hillside to feast on the lovely grass, said the billy goat, who had a medium-sized voice.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm coming to gobble you up, roared the troll.
Oh, no, please don't eat me. That would be such a waste. Just wait a little bit longer till the big billy goat Gruff comes. Now that's a meal worth waiting for. The troll was getting very hungry now, but again, he hated to spoil his appetite on a medium-sized goat if an even larger meal would be along presently.
Very well, be off with you, said the troll.
And he hunkered down under the bridge to wait as his belly growled, grumbled, and gurgled with hunger. He didn't have to wait very long. The third billy goat Gruff came along to cross the bridge.
Dong, 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 dong,
went his large-sized bell as he walked.
Trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap, went the bridge,
for this biggest billy goat was so heavy that the bridge creaked and groaned under him.
Who's that tramping over my bridge? Roared the troll.
It is I, the big billy goat Gruff, said the billy goat, who had a big rumbling voice of his own. I'm going up to the hillside to feast on the lovely grass.
Oh, no, you're not, bellowed the troll. I'm coming to gobble you up.
The biggest billy goat Gruff held his place and said,
Well, come along. I've got two spears and I'll poke your eyeballs out at your ears. I've got besides two curling stones and I'll crush you bits, troll, body and bones.
Then the biggest billy goat Gruff flew at the troll and poked his eyes out with his horns and crushed him to bits, body and bones, tossing him into the raging river below. Then he went up to the hillside to join his two billy goat Gruff brothers. There, they got so plump they were scarcely able to walk home again, and all the other animals in the area rejoiced, for now the bridge was open to all without fear, and the lovely hillside could finally be enjoyed.
It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.